senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. Crab diving live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening. Whether you're downloading us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or whether you're listening to the rerun of the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or you're one of our live listeners, hey, hey, what's up? Thanks for tuning in, downloading, etc. And thanks also for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission and it doesn't cost you shit.
Yay!
And, you know, we're on X still.
That's right, Pat.
We're still hanging out in the squalor, in the Nazi-esque.
Oh, yes. Nazi-esque.
Yes.
That's a perfect word to describe, you know, Twitter or whatever, or X and all the little conservatives and shit. Because it's like they've been dancing around it for years, and now they're just all Nazis. You know?
Right, right.
And I'm sorry. God, it's just making me nuts. It's like there's story after story about this Trump fuck talking about Hitler, referencing Nazis. He doesn't know shit, but somehow when he says Mein Kampf, he pronounces it perfectly, right? Did I imagine that? Did that happen? We did that story, right? He mentioned Mein Kampf in some interview. But it's the only thing he could pronounce correctly or knows anything about.
That's how I get hard.
But that one chief of, right, who was the John Kelly? Who was John Kelly?
Yeah.
He said that Trump used to pray.
Right, I've got that story.
Oh, yeah. God.
Let's get into it. Headlines, commie pinko, liberal,
huffpo.
It says eek.
Yeah.
Rambling Trump floats retirement cuts. This is not going to bode well for
my
him.
God. Listen to that, no labels.
And the Republicans themselves have got to be going, oh my God, shut up.
Right.
Because that's the last thing they want really out there.
But they want to do it so bad.
Oh, 100%.
Why wouldn't they, though? I mean, to me, 100%. This isn't a surprise. I mean, of course they do. They see things the government does for people as entitlements, not rights, or maybe, I don't know, they're spending our money doing a bunch of bullshit. All the Republicans want to do is give tax cuts to the rich. Now they want to raise the retirement age. Ooh, big shock.
Former President Donald Trump seemed to suggest he favored cutting retirement programs such as Social Security and Medicare in a rambling answer, shock, he gave during a TV interview on Monday. That's today. CNBC's Joe Kernan asked Trump, who had previously said he opposes cutting so-called entitlement spending, if he had changed his outlook given the ballooning national debt. We'll pause for a second here and mention the $1 trillion of billionaire tax cuts, of rich people tax cuts that the Republican gave.
Yes, absolutely.
Trump said, so first of all, there's a lot you could do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting, and in terms of also the theft and bad management of entitlements. Oh, here we go. Welfare queens again. That don't exist.
Thanks, Reagan. You fuck.
Yeah. Or they find one example or two examples. They find somebody that was killed by an illegal one person out of the, what literally millions of illegals.
But even
did kill somebody.
But still.
And that's it. Look, all the illegals are trying to kill you and rape your daughter.
But still, they continue to lie. Even their anecdotal evidence is lies. Because how many times have the Republicans told some story and it's a lie? Oh, this Katie Britt lied. I mean, God, it was when Bush Jr. was president in Mexico. Get the fuck out of here.
Trump's answer continued for several more minutes and ranged across several other topics, including COVID, ISIS, and then the next questions were about Bitcoin. I wonder what Trump had to say about Bitcoin.
Wait, does he know? How would he know what that is? I should have paid off Stormy Daniels in Bitcoin.
Meanwhile, Biden, during the State of the Union, said, if anyone here tries to cut Social Security or Medicare or raise the retirement age, I will stop you.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Right. If you win.
To which Trump responded on Truth, Republicans have no... Excuse me. Oh, I got a frog. It's allergy season, everybody.
God bless you.
Republicans have no plan to cut Social Security. A made-up story by Crooked Joe.
I mean, I should tell you that they would do it. I mean, they're telling you they're 100%. Going to do it. These dumbasses won't believe. They won't believe it, though. There's no way they would believe this because he took it back. Or if they would believe it, they wouldn't care because it's Trump.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo is Trump. Trump suggesting cutting Medicare and Social Security.
Fuck you, the stupid fuck. Who's president right now? Quickly.
Who are you asking?
I'm asking Trump. I mean, mental acuity. Who was president before?
Me.
Clinton. You know what I mean? They should ask him those tests. Come on. Cameraman, person, TV, do it again.
Camera, TV.
Wasn't that it? Like,
Man, woman, person, TV, or something like that.
Oh, you want to be president? TV, you got person. It better than he did.
Let's see the Drudge Report.
Hey. Nine.
The Oscars. Who cares? I mean, it's. I have a SAG card.
Right.
I am an actor.
Yes.
And I kind of didn't give a fuck this year. And I don't know.
What's Breitbart saying? Because Drudge is boring.
Yeah, it says Oscarheimer. So
Oppenheimer won.
Yeah, you guys know Oppenheimer. 3 hours long, by the way. Became an unlikely $1 billion box office sensation. Was crowned Best Picture at the 96th Academy Awards.
Yes.
The Oscars made up for lost time after passing over Christopher Nolan for a whole bunch of years in good movies. They got 7 awards, the movie, including Best Actor for Cillian Murphy.
Yay.
Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr. and Best Director for Nolan himself.
Ryan Gosling robbed. I saw that movie. He was fucking great. He really was.
Oh my God,
he's so good in that. It's stupid.
Is that streaming? I gotta see.
It's a good movie. And it was marketed incorrectly. It's a science fiction musical. They travel through a time portal or through another dimension in a spaceship. What makes it science fiction?
But it's all woke, Ryan.
Well, yeah, I mean, but okay. But what about the time travel aspect?
Did you see the suit, though, that he wore on to perform the song?
No.
I have a picture right here.
Oh, okay.
He performed the song I'm Just Ken. Live at the Dolby Theater in a entirely pink suit with sparklies on it, pink gloves, even.
Yeah,
dark glasses,
right?
The Jimmy Kimmel hosting,
yay!
I guess by all reports, did a good job,
right?
And had made some headlines because I wonder if I can get the joke he told about Trump,
right?
But the story out is that people were like, don't tell that.
Yeah.
They were in commercial and they're like, you're running early. So, you know, we've got some stuff to do. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read Trump's truth about the show. And they're like, no, don't do that. He's like, I am doing it.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah, I heard it. It's pretty great.
I was told we have like an extra minute, and I'm really proud of something. I was wondering if I could share it with you. I just got a review, and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again.
Yes. Yes. More of this.
Okay, now. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Twitter.
It was Carter.
Oh, my God.
Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
Piss.
Oh, yes.
Off.
Kaboom. Dear Jimmy Fallon. See what Jimmy Kimmel did?
God,
That's what you do.
You can see a whole bunch of stars are like applauding. All the women are applauding like crazy, but there are a couple of guys that are just like,
yeah, fuck them. I love it. This is the owning that, see, we own them, and that's good. That's good. You don't muss their hair. You don't humanize them. You make fun of them.
You're still mad at Fallon for that.
We all should be. We all should be.
Everyone should be angry at Jimmy Fallon.
Well, I mean, hey, if Hillary would have won, there would have been a lot less dead people during the COVID thing. So
that's the headline over at the Drudge Report is the Oscars.
Yeah.
I do want to see Oppenheimer, though.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because Cillian Murphy's awesome.
That guy's great.
And I want to see the Barbie movie. I haven't seen it.
No, it's good.
I've heard it's quite entertaining. Also in the news, where are all the headlines? Oh, here we go. Speaking of Trump and saying shit, he defamed E. Jean Carroll again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It says, this is Mediaite. A normal person might consider keeping his mouth shut the week after he'd had to put up $91.6 million in bond, appealing a massive defamation verdict against him. But nothing about former President Trump has ever been normal, and his propensity for verbally lashing out at his foes may very well invite another lawsuit against him.
Right. And you know what? This is what I think about that. This is evidence that this guy's only plan is to win.
That's all he's got. Yeah.
Yeah. And so every time someone delays,
only hope.
Yeah. Every time someone delays something or pushes something back, they're helping him because the decisions don't fucking matter.
Right. Right.
If he wins, they don't matter.
Trump again attacked E. Jean Carroll on CNBC as Miss Bergdorf Goodman, he called her.
Yeah.
And called it a false accusation, said he will win on appeal. I never met the woman, you know, that bullshit.
Right.
And then Robbie Kaplan, main lawyer for E. Jean Carroll, does not rule out a new defamation suit. Quote, the statute of limitations for defamation in most jurisdictions is between 1 and 3 years. As we said, after the last jury verdict, we continue to monitor every statement that Donald Trump makes about our client, E. Jean Carroll.
Jesus.
I mean, cha-ching.
But what, I mean.
Dumb fuck.
I mean, but what, you know, in a way, this is kind of like.
The thing is, that $91 million is gone. It's in bond.
Right, right. And of course, this is all immaterial. If some whack job hears this and does something horrible, then all this fucking money and nothing.
Although it wasn't his money.
Right.
We found out. It was that fucking insurance company.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that story.
Right? Chubb.
Yeah.
With two B's. Shit. Chubba-bubba.
How is the government supposed to protect somebody like E. Jean Carroll or like Ruby Freeman from a Trump? You know, it's, I mean, obviously the money isn't doing anything. And the point of it is they want to stop the defamation. So one of his crazy maggots doesn't do something crazy, you know,
right.
Insane. You know,
hey, the people are mad.
Right. And how are you going to get more money from him? Are you going to milk his nutsack? Yeah.
I mean, he does have assets. So that's, I mean, that's the only way. If he's not liquid, he's going to have to start. They're going to seize shit. They're going to seize a golf course or two to pay off his settlements.
I always thought one thing that would help if he was elected, but if he was sentenced to a jail term before he was elected, I feel like that might help. But now, I don't know. It's just everybody has to vote, and hopefully these no labels people could go fuck off. God damn.
This is good news you want?
Yes.
Peter Navarro? Former White House trade advisor under then President Trump has just over 1 week of freedom left before he begins serving time for his contempt of Congress conviction. In September, Navarro failed to comply with a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection.
You know, that guy's an apple box and a half guy if he's on camera.
He has... Really?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm sure.
Is he wee?
Yeah, he is.
Ex-Trump advisor Peter Navarro has been ordered to report to a Miami prison.
Woo!
March 19th.
You dumb shit.
According to his attorney. I did see that...
What?
He also, like, has a... I think it was even today. He's, like, begging. He has filed another stay, like, begging the... Begging the judge not to put him in jail.
You know what it seems like to me, Peter, and I'm just an idiot, but I think you shouldn't have lied for Donald Trump. Is that what happened? He perjured himself somehow, right?
It's contempt of Congress. He didn't...
He didn't show
up for the subpoena.
Dude! All you had to do was show up, and your dumbass just had to talk to Congress, right?
Lie like you always do.
Yeah, so what? Yeah. Now you're going to jail because you didn't want to talk to them.
Do you want to deploy this?
Oh, absolutely, Pat.
Shelby. She gets a little taste of milk.
Yes.
There you go, Shel. Dr. Navarro?
Shut up. That's from like Liberty University or some shit like that.
Dr. Navarro has now been ordered to report to the custody of the Bureau of Prisons, FCI Miami, on or before 2 p.m. Eastern, March 19th, 2024.
Dr. Navarro, can we?
I gotta look this up.
Yeah, the show has to stop right now because I want to know what he's a doctor of.
Poli sci or economics, maybe.
That's insane to me because I remember hearing him.
Economics, he's too dumb.
But yeah, I remember hearing him talk, and I was like, God, he must be one of the dumber ones they had in the White House.
He absolutely is.
Well, what's he a doctor of? Ben Carson's a doctor, you know. Jeez.
Oh my God.
Like something interesting? Or?
He attended. He went to school. His mother was a single mother. His parents divorced when he was 9. He attended Bethesda, Maryland, Chevy Chase High School.
Okay.
He went to Tufts University on academic scholarship.
Yay!
Graduating in 1972 with a BA. Spent 3 years in the Peace Corps.
Wait, Peter Navarro? Are you reading the right person?
This is his picture, yeah. God, what happened to him?
Yeah, he got Nazified.
He earned a Master of Public Administration.
Okay.
And from Harvard's University, John F. Kennedy School of Government.
Okay.
And a PhD in economics. What?
I don't understand this guy. Why does he sound so dumb then?
Well, I don't know.
Does he sound dumb, or am I just dumb? And
no, he's
he is an idiot. He's
sounds
an idiot.
Very dumb every time he's on telly.
Ugh. I would be so embarrassed if I was any of these schools listening to our show today. I would call us and be like, please, if you could, stop telling people that Peter Navarro graduated from Harvard. Is that right? Did you say Harvard?
Kennedy School. Yeah, Harvard's Kennedy School.
I thought maybe I was hearing things.
Well, it is Harvard. Harvard University is John F. Kennedy School of Government, so it's Harvard.
That's crazy.
With a master's in public administration, so how to be a politician.
Yeah. Well, what about this part, though? Do you do the class that says, listen, always testify to Congress rather than going to jail? What the fuck?
Why didn't Trump pre-pardon his ass?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea. Navarro probably pissed him off somehow.
You know, Trump could have very well pre-pardoned all of these motherfuckers. Look at, that's what they wanted, right?
Yes.
Matt Gaetz was in there. Yes. And Louis Gohmert, remember?
What did...
For some reason, Louis Gohmert was like, I want one too.
That's ominous. I mean, I will say, why would he, though?
Who?
Why would Trump pardon any of these fuckers? I mean, maybe they'd flip on him. I guess he should be concerned about that, but Peter Navarro didn't. How long is he going to jail?
I don't think it's going to be long. Let me see, does it say how long his...
God. He'll probably go to a nice jail, too, right?
The federal prison is a low-security facility in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still going to suck. I mean, I don't think this guy... Has this guy ever been to jail or anything like that?
Not yet. 4 months.
4 months is a long time. That's a long fucking time to be in jail. Oh my God, what a fucking moron.
Everything Trump touches dies.
Dude.
Rick Wilson, 100% correct.
This is an easy life lesson. Anytime you have a choice between jail and talking to a bunch of dumb white politicians, I would do the dumb white politicians. Right. Who cares?
That's why the term jail is trending on X between Kimmel's joke about Trump and Peter Navarro.
I think that little joke about Trump that Kimmel did is going to help. I know that sounds weird.
I do too.
I think it'll help.
Pass your jail time.
Yeah.
And the uproarious support and applause.
Yes,
for the most part.
I hope people in Michigan listen to that. I do.
I'm sure all I need to do is scroll through X a little bit and I'll be like, oh, the woke bullshit on display last night. They should have just dropped a bomb on that whole place.
You know, those people can fuck off. I went out today just for a little bit and I forgot I'm wearing my 86-45 2020 t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I felt like, okay, this isn't a great move here, but... Jesus, think about the shirts these assholes wear. I mean, this is nothing.
Well, and that's numbers.
Yeah, they might not understand.
They might be that's math.
But this is nothing. What about Trump that bitch or fuck Joe and the hoe and stuff? I can't even begin.
Yeah, fuck your feelings.
Yes, fuck your feelings. But your feelings, though, they're literally on your sleeve.
They're the biggest snowflakes.
Yeah, you've got your feelings all over the place. Your feelings are in your yard.
The biggest snowflakes.
You're so stupid. You can barely read a lot of you. You know?
Well, just yesterday we were talking, I think probably offline right before the show.
Yes.
When the Alex Jones clip comes in. I will eat your leftist ass.
Jeez.
When that one kicks in, that we really haven't had any Alex clips in a minute.
Oh, I know.
Well, the gods have provided.
Oh, thank you, Jeebus. Or Ganesh, or who the fuck ever.
And Alex, I did have I think a couple weeks ago I had I had a clip, but it wasn't as good as this one.
Yeah.
He's upset, increasingly upset with Trump.
Okay.
Over Trump crowing about the fact that he invented the COVID-9 vaccine.
But
I mean, you know.
He didn't.
Well,
Alex.
It happened when he was
president.
Yeah, I got that done.
Well, you wanted to shove a light bulb up Deb's asshole or something like that.
And you know how Alex feels about vaccines.
Talk about a guy with feelings. Alex is the biggest snowflake, right?
Yes.
I mean, he trashes his office furniture. He gets out the AK.
So here we go. He's got some feels.
Oh my gosh.
See any more of this from Trump? Any more of this? I'm going to have to go on the warpath politically. I just cannot.
Politically. I'm going to have to go on the warpath politically.
The warpath. God.
I'm going to have to go on the warpath politically. I just cannot take this. I cannot put my head down on the pillow at night and say that I'm.
One second. I want to say this, and I don't know if Alex is aware. Someone should tell him that I think using the term warpath is, I think it's insensitive to what the indigenous people went through when the white people smeared smallpox all over the fucking place. Do you know what I mean? I think he's being insensitive there.
I'm going to have to go on the warpath politically. Yes. I just cannot take this. I cannot put my head down on the pillow at night and say that I'm a true person to everybody when I've already held my nose because of the overwhelming good he's doing and all the persecution and put up with stuff like this. It'd be like if your mother created this great Thanksgiving meal and cooked for 2 days to get it ready, and it's this beautiful meal on the table, and your mother comes out and pulls her pants down and shits all over the table.
Oh, man, Alex. Somebody's back.
Bravo.
Holy shit. Holy shit, he's back. Can you go back just a few?
I'll go back.
Oh, my God, dude.
If your mother created this great Thanksgiving meal and cooked for 2 days to get it ready, and it's this beautiful meal on the table, and your mother comes out and pulls her pants down and shits all over the table. See any more of that?
One second. Just to be clear, is your mother, is the mother in this story Trump?
Yes.
Is this at the very beginning of his show? Wow, no, I don't know shit, what section man.
Well, there's this one clip is 25 minutes long and it's at 13.
Okay, 13. Okay.
So it's somewhere in the middle. Do you want to hear the opening?
Please. Well, no, I want to hear the rest of that clip.
Oh, wait, he's reading it.
Yeah. Let's hear the rest of it. Where does he go?
So the vaccines didn't save us from COVID, didn't save lives, erase our immune systems.
Okay, so he's on the screen. He's got Trump's truth.
Right.
It says, the pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. You're welcome, Joe.
But
9 month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you! Exclamation.
Oh my
point.
God, that's funny.
So he's Alex and the anti-vaxxers very upsetty
but
diapers over this.
But the wait. I remember us playing a clip. Was it Alex Jones who was like, "Who cares if he lies? The only point is we just want him to win."
No, that's Dilly.
Okay, I'm sorry, Alex. I get you mixed up.
And he says, are now being used to help beat cancer. If I see any more of this from Trump, any more of this, I'm going to have to go on the warpath politically. I just cannot take this. I cannot put my head down on the pillow at night and say that I'm a true person to everybody when I've already held my nose because of the overwhelming good he's doing and all the persecution and put up with stuff like this.
But the held his nose bullshit.
Right.
He held his nose.
They are people.
Because of all the good he did. And the persecution.
Yes.
What? Him being held responsible for saying the Sandy Hook dead kids are a fake?
Yeah. I you know.
Is persecution?
Let's just think about this for a second. Trump claiming some sort of positive, anything positive, out of a pandemic where all these people died when he was president, is to me the most amazing piece of spin I've ever heard. Is he kidding? I mean, is Trump kidding? It's crazy. What's the dog doing?
I'm sorry. She was, I don't know. I just, I looked out into the out of the studio into the living area.
Yes.
And she was on the couch and she was like stretching the whole length of the couch.
Yeah.
Which she can do, even little tubby dog that she is. And then she started like frog crawling across the couch.
Here she comes.
But then she spotted me looking at her and she sat up and just stared at me like, what's going on? Mm-hmm, she knows we're talking about her. It was just funny the way she stared at me like, what?
It'd be like if your mother created this great Thanksgiving meal and cooked for 2 days to get it ready. And it's this beautiful meal on the table. And your mother comes out and pulls her pants down and shits all over the table.
I got to get that as a drop.
Okay.
Gotta save that one.
I feel like it's an audition. Okay, Alex, thank you for that read. That's great. All right, can we get Mike Lindell in? Hey, Mike, can you take it from the same spot? We just want to hear what you're going to do with it.
Doesn't matter how good the turkey or the ham is or the stuffing or the collard greens or the sweet potatoes.
True.
Or the salad or the pumpkin pie or the cobbler. Because she just shit all over the table.
Please, God, that's
bravo.
That's good. Is there more?
Well, there's this whole show, not about the shitting.
Is it done? What else is he said? So good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
I think you can just say slash.
God.
You don't have to say forward slash.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Actually hates, and I've been persecuted for supporting him. That said, I'm not a Democrat that gets talking points and then regurgitates them. I'm not in a cult. And I've had, in the last 5-6 days, some of the top Trump campaign people call me and say, what's wrong? Well, what can we do for you? We notice you're criticizing Trump, and it's really getting a lot of traction. And I'm like, yeah, I want him to do what the people know is right, and I want him to not repeat the same mistakes again. Okay, well, whatever you need, some big guests from the campaign, we really appreciate you. I'm like, listen, man, I don't want to be patted on the head.
God, Trump's campaign is sucking Alex Jones's dick.
Yes, yeah, I mean.
Gross.
This is good, though, right?
How sad, because how sad. How low they're dipping.
So this, I feel like this will hurt turnout. I don't feel like Alex Jones people will say, go vote for whatever fucknut the stupid fucking no labels cunts are going to throw out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think this will make Republicans not vote.
I don't want to be invited to Mar-a-Lago. I don't want Trump to call my wife up and tell her how great she is, which he's done.
What?
I don't know.
Wait.
Look at this humble brag. Just kind of slips that in there. Which he's done. I'll drop that in there.
Shit, Alex. What else, buddy?
Trump's a great guy, but I don't want to dress up in the tuxedo and be part of the in crowd, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I was 14 in high school, I wasn't into high school anymore. I was dating college women, okay? Mm-hmm.
Good.
And it's the same deal. Who's the famous comedian? Charlie Chaplin said,
Jesus Christ. You think we talk about old references on this show?
Famous? Well, shit.
Or maybe it was Groucho Marx. Groucho Marx. He said, I wouldn't be part of any club that would.
If it's anyone that member, that was Groucho.
Yeah, but if it's anyone that talked, it's not going to be Charlie Chaplin.
Well, right.
It's what you just mentioned, the most famous fucking comedian, the only one that doesn't talk.
It was in a silent era. Yeah.
Amazing. Your brain must be fucked up.
When I was 14 in high school.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin miming.
Yeah. Take some more. Take some more nutraceuticals.
That's Alex.
That's amazing, man.
Here, pick a number from 3 to 25.
I'm going to do 17.
Okay, I'm going to go to the 17-minute mark. We'll just drop it in for fucks, for snicks.
I serve God to come out against him. And I just don't even know what to say at this point because I hate the globalists. I hate the left. I can't stand them. I want to support Trump, and I just wish he would stop it.
God, he's still bitching about Trump 17 minutes later.
I picked a great number. I mean, I want to stop the globalists. Just more progressive. Let's go. Shit, what about that money? Wait, what minute mark does he... How much... Well, what is his status with that? Has he paid these people?
He filed bankruptcy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But then they got to, you know, start dividing up his payments to his different creditors and shit.
You know, this is the part of the story where it's like you're at the end of the Alex Jones movie. This is the part where he's about to lose all his money. He's finally turning his back on his golden fuck daddy. And he's walking away into the forest or into the, I don't know. And he's just going to wither away. This is the end of Alex Jones. He's not going to have any money. He's going to have to sell off the microphone he's talking into, right?
Well, yeah, that's a really nice microphone, too.
Yeah, him and Mike Lindell both. It's the end of an era.
Alex tweeted, I love Trump, but this is bullshit. The so-called vaccine is a biological weapon. Good news is people are awake and not even 45 can sell it.
You know, I would love Trump to, instead of bragging about that warp speed program that somebody did for him that happened when he was president, I wish he would talk about it as a biological weapon when he makes it into the general election. That might help. Well, I think that'd be good.
Trump better watch out or Alex is going to go on the warpath.
Jeez, the warpath. God.
And we know he can be up there. He can you know, go on the warpath.
I just want to say, I know who are the Cleveland Indians called these days? The Defenders or something? Or is that?
Oh, I don't know. The Cleveland team. I mean, yeah, I don't really pick a name.
But the Commanders, maybe. I forget. But, you know, the Redskins, they're changing their name, or they did change their name? I think they did.
Yes.
Okay, the Senators now or something. Like, but there's still a long way to go. I mean, the fucking Chiefs just won the fucking Super Bowl. And then Alex Jones is with the Warpath shit.
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. Enemy! Enemy! You are my enemy!
It's like a vocal...
You remember who that was for?
That was Brian Seltzer at CNN. Seltzer, yeah. Seltzer. I mean, that's like
the entertainment guy on CNN.
That's like a vocal warm-up. I still call on Russell Crowe to play Alex Jones the final years or something like that. That would be fun, right?
Oh, he'd be great, yeah.
Be good.
Jack Black, maybe?
No, it's
funnier, Alex.
I want a serious guy in there. Russell Crowe's an asshole, but he's just a great actor, and I don't know.
You want one more, Alex?
Yes, yes.
This prediction from a couple days ago?
Yes.
And by the way, this is the typical... accuse the other side of what you're going to do.
Yes.
We're winning the culture war, so they want to induce us into violence. And they've said they're introducing legislation, the Democratic Party in the House and Senate, to strip Trump of the Insurrection Act, which George Herbert Walker Bush used during the LA riots. And they're saying, oh, we know when he gets elected, if he does, there's going to be huge uprisings. And he's a white supremacist, so we've got to drive him from office that way. So they're planning to torch the country when he's president-elect before he's in and try to intimidate everyone. So Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all of this Hezbollah-Hamas protests, and again, I'm not for the war. I don't like how far Israel's gone. But they're invoking that and hyping that up now as their third rail or their fifth column is the Islamicist, to then burn the country down within weeks of him being president-elect and thinking they can terrorize the American people and the establishment into removing Trump somehow during that period. They've already pre-announced that. So
this is his excuse, Jesus, for the fact that the Republicans, that he is going to want to use the Insurrection Act because there will be a lot of protests if Trump is elected and starts doing the bullshit he plans on doing.
And the truth is, there will be protests, and there will be a lot of fucking arrests, and it will look different.
That's why he wants the Insurrection Act. That's what Mikey Flynn...
Right.
Yeah, lock her up.
But
that's what Mikey Flynn wanted Trump to do on January 6th.
But
he
again...
wanted to invoke the Insurrection Act.
Yeah.
Or no, right after the election, I mean.
Well, he
to seize the machines.
But, you know, what confuses me about this Trump presidency would be... Of course he could invoke the Insurrection Act. He could just say, I invoke the Insurrection Act, and then it will be invoked, and people will do what he fucking says because he's a president and he's an authoritarian. And the cops will do what he says because they are that. So, like, he has access to the... He could do the Insurrection Act. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's why the Democrats have talked about taking the teeth out of it or requiring congressional approval before the president can just invoke it. And that's what Alex is bitching about. Oh, the Democrats are saying that they're just going to try to take that power away from Trump and they're going to burn it down.
Yeah, but you can't because he will do whatever he wants. And that doesn't matter. That literally doesn't matter. He'll just do it. You know,
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, helps us out with a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
I mean, we're going to look like a third world lunacy place. And what will happen?
That ship sailed.
But what will have to happen to get rid of this Trump? And I mean, listen, the guy, Viktor Orban, is over for dinner. He is telling us who he's going to be. Oh, yeah. So he'll be president, and he will invoke the Insurrection Act, and it won't matter of the teeth, because people will get arrested. And for him to stop someone from the military, we'll have to fucking stand up to him. I mean, I don't know what else it would be.
Our neighbors are like, yes, I thought they were libtards, but sounds like great.
I'm telling you, man. It's crazy to think that anything else matters than people voting in. Fucking anything else is bullshit, you know?
Look at what's popping up. This is just for Ryan.
But
from my searches and everything for advertisements and all that stuff.
Yes.
Look what's popping up on a page, an ad here on my screen for Mediaite.
Oh my God.
That's that market where you can buy snakes.
The designer snakes.
Yes.
Is that the thing my mom sent us?
No.
It was something else about a snake that some sort of...
Wasn't it the guy who had all the snakes in his pants or something?
Oh yeah, that was it.
Yeah, this is the place that when I was doing that story, I was looking up the price of whatever the fucking snake was, whatever kind of boa constrictor or whatever it was. And it took me to a website called Morph something or other. I've already closed it.
Yeah.
But it's where you can go buy exotic snakes.
Can I get a designer snake? And let's say I wanted to.
With gazillion different colors and stuff.
Can I get my own hashtag put on the snake? Can we genetically engineer that shit yet? What is it with people? It's just like human beings are on the earth, and for some reason, we're the only species that sells other living beings. There's a market. It's fucked up. I mean, I hate snakes and everything, but we shouldn't sell. We sure as shit shouldn't sell them. God. Why? It's like, damn. Sometimes I think about these fucking snakes, and it's like, why did Jeebus or evolution or whatever the fuck did this thing? Well, no, it wasn't Jeebus, but fuck. Why would you make a thing that's all muscle, teeth, a sack of fucking venom, and that's just about it? Why is that necessary? The deadly poisons. Why was that necessary for our planet to be around? Why do we need tigers?
Because there's some fucked up shit out there. So why?
Yes.
Give them some defense mechanisms.
Why great whites? Are they so necessary?
Well, yeah.
I just don't get the snake thing particularly because it's just, they're a slithering muscle with, for some reason, these tiny little things have this incredible, like, jaw strength, and they can, their mouth opens so wide and they just chomp down.
I mean, I don't get the whole cold-blooded thing. I'm surprised the whole cold-blooded thing worked out evolution-wise.
Yeah, me too.
A very efficient... Yes. You know, it gets to be a certain temperature, and all of a sudden you're laying on the sidewalk.
I would replace surprise with disappointed. It is a disappointment. I'm disappointed we have snakes. It sucks. Fuck this. I mean, really, it's look around, look where you're walking and shit, man.
CNN.
Yes.
Headline.
Mm-hmm.
Former advisors sound the alarm that Trump praises despots in private and on the campaign trail. Is anyone fucking surprised by this?
Yeah, it's not surprising at all.
And again, all we have to say is, where were you cunts when he was president. And in fact, when he was running for president the first fucking time, because I'm sure this ain't new.
Merrick Garland must listen to this story and thank God I should have acted 2 weeks early, 3 weeks early, 4 weeks early even. Why not? It's crazy. This is, yes, yes. This is
Jim Sciuto, over to the CNN.
Right.
To Donald Trump, Hungarian strongman Viktor Orban is fantastic. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is brilliant. North Korea's Kim Jong-un is an okay guy. And most alarmingly, he allegedly said Adolf Hitler, quote, did some good things.
Yeah. just in terms of Viktor Orban, and I'm using a body shame exemption because we're talking about a fucking fascist. That guy... that guy needs to lose weight.
Who, Orban?
He's so fucking round, man. Fuck that fat Nazi fuck. My God, get on a treadmill.
Retired General John Kelly, who served as Trump's chief of staff, said, quote, he thought Putin was an okay guy and Kim was an okay guy, that we had pushed North Korea into a corner. To him, it was like we were goading these guys. Quote, if we didn't have NATO, then Putin wouldn't be doing these things.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
God, that's what Putin said about Hitler in Poland, right?
That's right.
Hey, you know, he went into Poland because they wouldn't give him what he wanted.
Well, you know what's going on here. Trump is a little Nazi pussy, and I think that's what's happening. He wants to get on his knees and suck off Putin so hard. Till he's dry even, I think. Yes, oh, please. Yeah. He wants all up in there. That's all that makes sense to me.
Trump's lavish praise for Hungarian Prime Minister Orban while hosting him at a Mar-a-Lago event Friday, just days after all but sealing the Republican nomination.
How romantic.
Shows it's a worldview he's doubling down on.
Who paid for dinner?
Trump said there's nothing that's better, smarter. There's nobody that's better, smarter, or a better leader than Viktor Orban.
Oh, my God.
He's the boss. He's a great leader. Fantastic leader.
Oh, how embarrassing.
In Europe and around the world, they respect him.
Oh, my God, Donald. Donald, please. Your mouth must be dry from all this ball sucking that you're doing. Oh,
yeah. His cock feels great inside of me.
Trump bottoms for fascists. Well, we knew this. God.
Trump's Trump's admiration for autocrats has been reported on before, but in comments by Trump recounted to me for my new book, this is Jim Sciuto, S-C-I-U-T-T-O, in Italian it would be Sciuto.
Oh, oui, oui.
Like prosciutto.
Yes.
It gives new insight into why they warn that a man who consistently praises autocratic leaders opposed to U.S. interests is ill-suited to lead the country.
Because he's a Nazi fascist fuck in bed with Putin, guys.
Telling me they believe that the root of his admiration for these figures is that he envies their power. John Bolton, who's, you know, it just is horrible that we're on the same side as these villains.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Bolton said he views himself as a big guy. He likes dealing with other big guys and big guys like Erdogan in Turkey to get to people in jail, get to put people in jail. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. He kind of likes that.
Listen, give it up for this guy because he would have spoken out against Trump, except he had a book coming out that he wanted to really wait until it was out before he said the shit. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Bolton had a book coming out.
John Kelly said he's not a tough guy by any means, but in fact, quite the opposite. But that's how he envisions himself.
Right. Okay. Way to throw shade, John. Jesus Christ.
speaking of Republicans and Nazis and stuff, I saw I don't know where I saw this, but there was some account of when they arrested Himmler, Heinrich Himmler.
Yes.
In, World War II.
Ooh, Trump loves this guy.
And the people that arrested him and then flew him to The Hague or whatever.
Yes.
Said that he was shockingly effeminate.
Yeah. Well, shockingly.
So he was this big, giant, heavy, fat, foppish, effete.
Yes.
Nazi.
right. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right, right.
But I'm just saying. These are, you know, the these are the ones they get hard for is their masculine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they love Himmler, I would think. Trump, do you think Trump knows who Himmler is?
Yeah, I think
yes,
he knows.
Absolutely.
I think he knows that he was a Nazi, but I don't think he would know exactly what Himmler did.
I'm, you know, I was just thinking about this over the weekend. And, you know, I don't just sit around and think about these crazy assholes, but at what point do we just start calling the Republicans a party of Nazis? Because who is that guy? It was the dude with the GO. He's not around anymore. He was primaried out because he talked about all the cocaine parties and the orgies.
Madison Cawthorn?
Right. Didn't that guy go to the Eagle's Nest or some shit like that?
Visit? That was on his bucket list.
Right, right. I'm just saying.
To masturbate in the, I mean, yes. To go visit the Eagle's Nest.
This is sluts. I'm sorry. But they just pile up the other day. I'm sorry. We did the story about the guy running for the governorship in Missouri as a Republican, Heil Hitler salute in front of a fucking cross.
Gosh, right. I'm sorry.
Flaming.
When we went to Austria.
Yes.
I guess I should have planned a little side trip.
Oh, my God. You remember the day we were looking at all that stupid fucking art?
To go.
You could have saw some coffee mugs, some Nazi coffee mugs in the Eagle's Nest. They should. I don't know. I was like, why do they even have that? Blow that shit off the face of the fucking earth. But, Germany has done a better job dealing with their Nazis, you know, after the whole war thing than we have. I mean, you can't even say pro-Hitler shit over there, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're very, however you feel about that, they're very concerned about having another Holocaust. You know?
Let's see. We got also in the news. So that's
yes.
Yeah. So Trump, unshockingly, from that CNN piece, and I guess there's a new book coming out.
Mm-hmm. Loves Hitler. It would be shocking if Trump said, you know, John Kelly admitted to us that Trump did say something negative about Adolf Hitler. That would be a story. Like, ooh. What did he say? Oh, the pants look a little too tight, or I don't like brown khakis.
Let's see what else we've got going.
I mean, I don't
up.
See.
Yeah,
I don't.
The top of the hour.
I. You know, you look at Trump, and he's in bad shape compared to when he ran, when he was president. You know what I mean? And even when he ran last time, I mean, he looks like fucking shit. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's probably got bursitis or something. I don't think he'd be able to do a full Heil Hitler, guys. I just let you know. And he sure as shit can't goose step. He can't walk down a decline.
Trump allegedly reserved some of his most unnerving praise for Hitler.
Look at these headlines. These headlines have always been here too, right? I mean, Trump saying pro Hitler shit has been always all over the fucking place. But you know what's also all over the fucking place? Biden's old. Fuck you.
John Kelly said, Trump said, well, but Hitler did some good things. I said, well, what?
Yeah.
And he said, well, he rebuilt the economy. But what did he do with that rebuilt economy?
Yes.
He turned it against his own people and against the world. And I said, you can never say anything good about the guy. Nothing. And he said, I mean, Mussolini was a great guy in comparison. It's pretty hard to believe he missed the Holocaust, though, and pretty hard to understand how he missed the 400,000 American GIs that were killed in the European theater. But I think, more again, it's the tough guy thing.
John, it's not hard to understand. Let me just disagree with you there, because if you've seen Trump when he was president, any of these Holocaust Remembrance Day speeches or statements he has to give in public or whatever, they're so horrible. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was one where he didn't mention Jewish people at all. There was one.
Trump's admiration. And then remember when he spoke at some place, some Jewish thing, and he talked about like them making money? Like,
yes.
You guys are really good about making money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not surprising.
Trump's admiration for Hitler went further than the German leader's economic policies, according to Kelly. Trump also expressed admiration for Hitler's hold on senior Nazi officers. Trump lamented that Hitler, as Kelly recounted, maintained his senior staff's, quote, loyalty.
Well, that's the thing with fascists, right? I mean, they surround themselves with very, I guess, loyal people. So they won't stab them in the back as hard or something.
Kelly said he would ask about the loyalty issues and about how, when I pointed out to him, the German generals as a group were not loyal to Hitler and, in fact, tried to assassinate him a few times. He didn't know that. Well, shocker.
Right.
He truly believed when he brought us generals in that we would be loyal, that we would do anything he wanted us to do.
You know, Trump tried to get Mike Pence killed.
Well, not directly.
Okay, I guess.
Trump's former advisors say he most consistently lavished praise on Putin. Bolton recalled a comment from Trump during the 2018 NATO summit. Following sometimes tense encounters with NATO leaders, Trump said his meeting with Putin, the leader of America's great power adversary, quote, maybe the easiest them at all. Who would think?
He gave you a soccer ball with communication equipment in the middle of it or something. My God.
Bolton said, he says to the press as he goes out to the helicopter, I think the easiest meeting might be with Putin. Who would ever think that?
Yeah.
There's an answer to that question, says Bolton. Only one person. You. You are the only person who would think that. The shrinks can make of that what they will, but I think it was this. I'm a big guy. They're big guys. I wish I could act like they do.
God, fuck you, John. Thank you for the info, but fuck you.
John Kelly said, my theory on why he likes the dictators
yes.
so much is that's who he is. Every incoming president is shocked that they actually have so little power without going to the Congress, which is a good thing.
Yes.
It's civics 101, separation of powers, three equal branches of government.
But right.
In Trump's case, he was shocked that he didn't have dictatorial type powers to send U.S. forces places or to move money around within the budget.
I mean, shit, man.
He looked at Putin and Xi and that nutcase in North Korea
yes.
as people who were like him in terms of being a tough guy.
Right, right. It's really disturbing because why wouldn't, you know, if I feel like this is, I don't know how to do to compare here, but let's say Biden, not he would never say this. If some Democratic president said, oh, you know, I really like Hitler. To their chief of staff,
right.
What I would expect, the chief of staff would say, I'm resigning. I'm not going to work for somebody that worships Hitler. Fuck this.
Did you say Democrat?
I quit. Yeah, but it would never happen.
That makes sense.
Why didn't John Kelly, you're a fucking general.
Did
you lead men. You, when
Republican?
Someone, I know, John, but God damn it. When someone,
Republican?
I know, but it's wrong, but he should have resigned. He should have resigned. And that's always lost in these stories.
John Kelly still has a semi. I mean, Bolton still has a semi from the Iraq War.
Yes, yes, of course.
And would never acknowledge that we were lied into it.
And I just want to say that all these courageous Republicans that are coming forward with this information, you're all former people that don't matter anymore. You don't fucking matter. Why didn't you speak up? That's the thing that's lost in all this. Why didn't they say this earlier? It might have helped.
Right.
Oh, no, you just shut your fucking mouth. John Kelly's a leader of men, though. You led
Bolton
armies.
Had a book coming out in his
defense. No, that's right. The fuck. It's crazy.
I've got a couple of crazy stories. What time is it? Oh, right. Almost at the top of the hour here, everybody. Thanks
Yay.
For listening. This is, which one do I want to... Let's do this one. This is who they are, everybody.
Right. Snake owners.
Johnson County?
This doesn't sound good. This is going to be some bad shit. I don't know. Where is this? In Arkansas?
Kansas?
Nine! I'm guessing racism.
Johnson County Republican Party event.
Okay. I'm guessing racism.
Friday's grand old party, they called it.
Okay.
Videos posted.
Yes.
Well, now the party's former chair.
Right.
The former chair of the Republican Party there.
Whee!
Is calling for the resignation of the current leaders.
Oh.
After there was a booth at this event.
Shit.
County party fundraiser at the Overland Park Convention Center featuring.
Yes. Yes.
I'll hold off the headliner. But the second billing is former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein. Who the fuck cares?
I don't know.
Featuring musician Ted Nugent, Ryan. You can't make this shit up.
Wait.
It's literally Ted Nugent.
Yes. Someone's in trouble for this?
Oh, not that.
Yeah, okay.
The booth that is we're talking about here was hosted by a karate school.
Uh-oh.
To promote their self-defense class.
Shit.
And they had one of those sparring dummies.
Yes.
That you punch and kick.
Oh, God. I knew it was racism.
In a suit with a Biden mask.
Oh, it's not racism.
And there's videos of doughy old white guys punching and trying to kick this effigy of our president.
Oh my God. Our country, and Biden should have spoke about this at the State of the Union. Our country, we're in a cultural emergency. Do you know what I mean? We need to be helped culturally. How do we do that?
Oh, and a bat. Somebody took a bat to it.
Oh my God. Well,
images were shared on Rumble. Images were shared on Rumble and prompted swift condemnation from Democrats and Republicans in Kansas.
Oh, which Republicans?
Who denounced it as an example of political violence.
Citations on the Republicans. I just think they love this.
The former chair of the Kansas GOP, Mike Kuckelman, or Kuckelman.
You love this, Mike.
K-U-C-K-E-L-M-A-N.
I cannot believe they don't love this.
Called on the chair and the head of the local GOP to step down, along with Johnson County Sheriff Calvin Hayden.
Jeez. I yeah, whatever.
Kuckelman said, I've been a Republican my entire life, and I'm disturbed that anyone would think this was acceptable conduct. As a Republican, we were all very upset, disappointed, angry when they did that to President Trump, and we can't have a double standard.
How do you feel when President Trump said, I don't think people are heroes if they get caught? What about that? I just don't understand this. I don't believe this. Someone's making Kuckelman say this. I don't believe you. Shit.
So there you go. It. You love City it, Kuckelman. Star guests at Johnson County GOP event kick effigy.
Jeez.
At President Joe Biden.
That's amazing. I imagine all the Republicans would just be jacking off to this shit.
Oh, yeah.
What about the not one there's of Kamala?
There's a dumpster full of crusty cum rags right next to it.
I mean, I drive around and I see, what was it, Fuck Joe and the Ho bumper stickers regularly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All the time. Hey, do this in Florida.
They're so classy.
People that do this, if you want to do this in our state, you won't get any pushback like you do in progressive Kansas, I guess. Wow. I guess that's a good thing that there were some Republicans upset. I guess they were.
Right. But these are probably fuckers who were going to vote the no drama caucus, or whatever the fuck their name is.
Oh, yeah.
No labels.
They want to get Trump reelected. Didn't Gosar somebody do a video of Hillary Clinton and some animation thing?
No, it was AOC and Biden.
Right, but a Republican did that, though, or shared it, right?
Or he shared it, yeah. Or, yeah, I think he shared it or liked it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this is a turning point. We're seeing this part of the party stand up to this horrible fascism at the dojo. What stupid is this?
I mean, do you remember the piñatas in other countries of Trump?
Yes, yes.
That's how much Trump was beloved worldwide. Other countries had piñatas against him.
Right, right. These are Republicans that don't want to seem crazy, but they are. Like, this guy that called out the people about the Dojo Biden thing, they vote, I'm sure he votes anti-gay, anti-trans. I'm sure he doesn't want to raise the minimum wage. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure he thinks, like, fucking embryos are little people, little babies.
This is, I'll save this one for later.
Yes.
This is a crazy story.
Okay.
And I guess they're now recruiting.
Yes.
Well, they had, okay, headline, white supremacist fitness clubs.
Oh, yeah, man. Like,
exposed for fat shaming Trump supporters and plotting race wars.
You know, a lot of these, this makes sense to me. This is horrible. This makes sense to me, though. It's, what are those places called where it's like, it's a special kind of gym? It's like, they call it a certain sort of training. It's like where you're carrying big tires.
Oh, around. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh God, I wish. But those places are all marketed with like weird looking American flags, and there's like a military feel to them. I can see this.
Right.
This makes sense. I mean, it's horrible, but yeah, I get it. God, I can't believe I can't think what the name of that shit is. It's like
not like CrossFit or
CrossFit.
Is it CrossFit?
All these, there's a lot of CrossFit places like this I've noticed around here. You know, and maybe that's not the vibe they're going for. But.
White supremacist fitness clubs,
God,
are growing in number across the United States.
great news, guys.
A former member told Vice News that there are around 300 to 500 in the U.S. And worldwide.
Oh, cool. That's great.
The group shames people who don't fit their idea of fitness, using weight as a measure to discriminate. Even worse, they've started attacking former President Trump supporters. The groups target unhappy or disaffected white men to recruit them to prepare for what is believed to be the upcoming race wars.
You know, this makes my point. These guys, it's like they don't have hobbies. But when they do, Like they just can't go to the gym, can they? Can you just go to the gym and get on the elliptical? Or does it have to be like a Confederate flag elliptical?
The clubs give these men a feeling of belonging by meeting, by meeting regularly to practice martial arts or exercise to attract disillusioned young white men.
Oh, fun.
These groups would initially downplay the racism and sexism.
Oh, yes.
Instead, they would focus on spreading messages of self-improvement and brotherhood, but their real intentions are much more disturbing based on white supremacist beliefs.
Why is everyone goose-stepping in the steam room?
Telegram channels show their extreme views and are full of symbols linked to neo-Nazis. They also share memes that are racist, anti-Semitic, news articles that put down people of color and LGBTQ+ people.
Right.
John Lewis, not the, but John Lewis, a research fellow at the program on extremism at George Washington University, a very busy man these days,
jeez,
obviously, said they are quickly becoming one of the most prominent vectors for white terrorist radicalization in the United States in recent years.
Shit, man. Well, hey, CIA or wait, be FBI, right? Get your ass over there and get some people infiltrated into those fucking places.
They're training for what they view to be this kind of inevitable race war, the inevitable violent clash for the future of civilization.
Jesus. You know what? The FBI needs to get in there. And when these dumb fucks are benching, he's like, can I get a spot? You just get one of the worst Nazis, but you're spotting the Nazi. Then you sort of pretend to forget that you were spotting him. You just walk away and take a phone call or something. That's
last
the way
year,
to get him.
A former member of an active club told Vice News the group gradually introduced extremist ideas to new members. They did this by sharing racist jokes, discussing news stories where ethnic minorities were portrayed as attacking white people.
Yeah, this is a boy. Again, we're in what's called a severe cultural disaster spiral. I mean, that's what this story is. I mean, can't you just go to the gym and not be a Nazi?
They believe that there's an inevitable cultural war that's coming. And because they tie culture directly to race.
Yes.
A culture war means race war. They were never like, you need to learn how to fight so you can beat up people of color. It was like, you need to learn how to fight because people want to kill you in the future.
Yes, because they get stupid people that believe that dumb shit. Do you guys also, I mean, did they have to go to a Nazi gym? Do you go to a Nazi dog groom or two? I mean, is it all Nazi shit? Jesus.
Some members of active clubs generally avoid direct violence. However, some of them have reported to intimidate their enemies, especially journalists. For example, the Tennessee Active Club is known for threatening local journalists, activists, and politicians. Its leader, Sean Kaufman, holds extreme views. He's a neo-Nazi and denies the Holocaust.
Right, right. And I bet if we could get our cops that weren't involved in this to dig a little deeper, you know what else you'd find? They're running. I'm sure they're running cocaine. I'm sure they're running meth. And I'm sure there is a fucking drug operation at the heart of this.
One of the a researcher at the Southern Poverty Law Center focusing on investigating these clubs.
Yeah.
Said in addition to their activities, these groups occasionally engage in mocking and fat shaming of Trump supporters and Trump himself. Quote, these groups that I track have long since turned on Trump.
You know,
adding that some viewed Trump as, quote, a puppet to Jewish interest who steals their nationalist rhetoric to win votes. And he cannot be counted on to enact nationalist policies.
Yeah. See, I think that's what this is. Let's think about it for a second. Because I know in Pensacola, this white supremacist thing, the Venn diagram overlaps with cocaine and meth bigly. And so I would say that these gyms are probably laundering money, laundering cocaine money. And here's the bonus. We're training Nazis. Meth, both. I mean, you know what I mean? I bet they're associated with biker gangs and all that shit.
So white supremacist...
Where is this? Is this just
They're all over? Yeah.
Oh, good. At least it's just
there's
not
There's 300 to 500 of them, of these fitness clubs worldwide. There was one, not in our neighbor. I mean, in our neighborhood here.
Yes.
I don't want to locate us too much, but over on A, remember? There was that one that it always looked like there were rather Aryan-esque.
there was one
going in and out of it.
There's one just over here. There was one in between here and like the bayou that had this weird, like, I don't know, blacked out American flag hanging from it and shit. I mean, I know that that can be a first responder thing or whatever. Here's what I'm going to say. The Punisher stuff. I'm over the weird American flags because it just creeps me the fuck out. You even see with some of these people, you'll see like some biker at a bar and the guy's got like a blacked out Confederate flag patch on. Like, what in the fuck kind of fucked up shit does that even mean?
A Confederate flag bumper sticker today.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm not surprised there's Nazi CrossFit operations out there.
I know, shocker, right? That's going to be tough on a lot of Trump supporters, though.
Oh, yeah. You watch any of those Jordan Klepper interviews, it's like, those guys, they're Nazis. They're surely Nazis, but they're not going to CrossFit.
Right. That's what Margie Taylor Greene does, right?
Oh, I don't know.
CrossFit?
I don't know what she does. She is, God, I don't know. Does she really?
Yeah.
She does?
Her, like, working out?
I thought that was Bobert.
No, hand exercises.
Right.
We have Boebert doing.
Marjorie's so trashy. And so's Boebert. Wait a second. They're both very trashy.
This is from, we've got the top 10 states.
Yes.
Voted most likely to be conspiracy theorists.
Okay, I got to get some coffee for this one. Just one second. I'm so sorry.
In the season of elections and other heated debates, what? Sports data company Oddspedia jumped into the world of conspiracy theories and how they may impact results. Amid chaos and debates, one phenomenon stands out, they said. Americans love conspiracy theories.
Oh, yes.
These aren't just whispers in the shadows. They're bold assertions and speculative tales woven into the fabric of American political discourse. The company conducted a poll of over 3,000 Americans to find out which state was most likely to be conspiracy theorists.
Yes. This one.
Let's see. Four out of five Americans acknowledge belief in some conspiracy theories. According to the poll, Republicans are twice as likely to believe.
Yes.
That's in the state. Four out of five Americans in the state, which is number four, which I'll get to number one.
But conspiracy theories, I mean, isn't that different than, like, I'm trying to think of a conspiracy theory I might believe in, you know. Like believing maybe there was something else at play with the JFK assassination compared to like Joe Biden's a robot. I mean, is that the same thing?
Right, and Hillary's sucking the adrenochrome out of toddlers suspended from the ceiling in the basement of a pizza.
Am I lumped in with these people because of that? I'm not a conspiracy theorist like they are.
83% of Americans recognize the impact of conspiracy theories on public opinion. 90% acknowledging conspiracy theories can sway voters' perceptions. Number 10.
Yes.
The District of Columbia. Number 9. Washington State.
Wait. This is the
most likely
to
be conspiracy
theories. The 10th
theorists.
Most likely. Yes. District of Columbia shouldn't count. It's just like four people that live there.
9, Washington, 8, Nevada, 7, Kentucky,
okay,
6, Mississippi,
bring it, baby, come on,
what,
I, Florida's coming, I'm trying to figure out when Florida is, next is Alabama,
do you have a prediction,
Florida's gonna be number 2, Pat,
okay, what do you think is gonna be number 1,
and I'm gonna say number 2, because we've got a lot of right-wingers, and this is like UFO central for a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of belief in UFO shit here. And number 1's going to be Texas.
Number 6, Mississippi. Number 5, New York.
What? Okay.
Number 4, Alabama.
Bam!
Number 3.
Yes?
Texas.
Oh, fuck. We're going to get the number 1 spot.
Number 2, California.
Damn.
There's a lot of people in California.
Yeah. That's true. Number 1, Florida, please.
Huh?
Number 1, Florida.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, of course. Yes! I would like to thank the Academy.
Florida is the most likely.
Duh! Oh, my God. Please. The guy that fixed my car is a flat earther, for fuck's sake. I mean, it's all over the fucking place. Chimera.
Top 3 most conspiracy types are most prevalent in government involvement, yes. Health manipulation. Ooh. In other words, anti-vax idiots.
Yeah, I got a microchip in my penis from Moderna.
And secret societies with global influence. It's the Illuminati.
Ooh.
It's the Masons.
I love that all these people that are fascinated with Nazis are worried about other people. That's crazy, man. We're all worried about you. You have no idea.
So that was from WKRG here in Mobile.
Yes.
One of our local stations.
Right.
Because Mobile is less than an hour away. About an hour away.
Yeah.
So the headline is Alabama.
We're dumb as shit.
Conspiracy hotspot.
We're dumb as shit over here, man. That's let me fix the story. So
you
headline.
Got one and four.
Florida
number
is
one, number four.
The dumbest state, and according to this, Florida's the dumbest state.
And then Mississippi.
Mississippi
is in the top ten.
Yeah, yeah. I dispute a lot of this list. I don't know what the sample set is.
Our state's at number one. Alabama, 15 miles that way.
Yeah.
Is number four.
I believe that.
Mississippi.
Yes.
Like an hour and a half that way.
But New York is in it.
Is number six.
That's bullshit.
Right. Texas, New York, or Texas, New York, and California. But I would think that's just because of the...
If you
sheer
go,
number of humans.
Think about it. If you go to Queens, you'd be like, hey, do you think the earth is flat? I'd be like, go fuck yourself. Fuck you, you fucking flat earther. You know what I mean? I can't see it.
Yeah, but...
Upstate?
But leave New York. Yeah, leave New York City.
Yeah. Maybe in Jersey. Well, that's New York State. God, guys. What's going on out there?
Mississippi, Kentucky, Nevada, Washington, and D.C. So there you go.
Don't the people in Nevada believe that they own, like, it's the Middle Ages and they just own all the land out there and they want to secede? Aren't those the people?
Some of those, like the Bundys and shit.
I mean, that's a conspiracy theory, right? I mean, that did they really believe in? Or I don't know what that is.
Look at time flying. Thanks for listening, everybody.
You know, it's funny. We used to talk about the Bundys like they were the biggest insurrectionists on the planet. And then we had a president that felt the same way.
Right.
He wasn't a nut out in the middle of the desert. He was in the White House.
We have got... there's a new interview that was out today.
Yes.
With Trump employee number five, Ryan,
okay,
as named in a bunch of indictments.
Yes, yes.
A longtime Mar-a-Lago employee, central witness in the investigation into Trump's handling of the classified documents.
Okay.
Is now speaking publicly because he believes voters should hear the truth about his former boss.
Hell yes. Okay.
Brian Butler referenced as employee five in the classified documents indictment brought by Jack Smith, told CNN in an exclusive interview.
Yes.
That he does not believe the criminal case against Trump is a witch hunt.
Oh.
As Trump is claiming.
Right.
Butler gave testimony to federal investigators that informed crucial portions of last year's criminal obstruction charges against Trump, Walt, and Carlos de Oliveira, the property manager at Mar-a-Lago.
Could this person possibly be a character in the comedy movie of the Mar-a-Lago documents?
Yeah, probably. He's going to be a whistleblower.
Right. Does he know anything about that pool that leaks? Oddly, that's what I want to know about.
Butler was employed at Mar-a-Lago for 20 years. Spoken repeatedly with investigators, paying for his own attorney, breaking with the orbit around Trump that he knows so well, setting him apart from his former colleagues and friends, as his former boss has been named in multiple investigations. He told CNN how he unknowingly helped Walt Nauda deliver boxes of classified information from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's plane in June of 2022. The same day Trump and his attorney were meeting with the pop-up ad, were meeting with the Justice Department at Mar-a-Lago about the classified documents.
So they flew the documents.
Where did those documents go? Where did they end up?
Well, where did the plane go that day? Can someone track that public information down? All you have to do is find out where the plane went, right? Where did that fucking plane land on that day?
That day, June 3rd, 2022, Butler received what he remembers as a strange request from Nauda, who wanted to know if he could borrow an Escalade from the car service that Butler ran from Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
Trump and his family were about to fly to New Jersey that day for the summer, and it was typically Butler and his valets who handled getting their luggage to the plane.
Right.
But it was an unusual request from Nauta for the car, said Butler, because Nauta typically didn't handle moving luggage, and asked Butler for the car in a guarded way.
Oh my God, I can't wait for the farce comedy to come out. I mean, my God.
Butler said Nauta and De Oliveira loaded up the vehicle before driving it to the West Palm Beach airport. Butler arrived with his own car filled with Trump family luggage, then helped Nauta load Trump's plane with the luggage, as well as banker's boxes of documents that arrived in the borrowed Escalade.
Oh, my God. How many documents? Where were they going? This is crazy.
Butler says he didn't realize the banker's boxes contained anything out of the ordinary. I left Mar-a-Lago. I texted him, hey, I'm on my way. He followed me. He pulled up and got behind me, of Nauta he's talking about. We got to the airport. I ended up loading all the luggage I had. He had a bunch of boxes. They were the boxes that were in the indictment, the white banker's boxes. That's what I remember loading.
Oh, shit. Wow. Jeez. I mean, we don't even know what that shit is. That could be, I mean.
Right. Is that shit accounted for? Do we know where that stuff ended up specifically?
Yeah. And what is it?
Do we know when it flew to Moscow?
Yes. What did we send Putin for Valentine's Day or whatever the fuck this is? Oh my God.
Butler said, or 3 months after the FBI removed hundreds of government records from Mar-a-Lago in August 2022, Butler left his job as club valet and manager, partly because of a growing restlessness to move on. He says he is considered for months going public. Consider!
Get out, man!
In the obstruction case and carefully followed developments in the criminal case.
Yes.
He decided to sit down with CNN exclusively out of a wish to tell the truth and share what he knows to those who may doubt the facts in the case.
Biden's Doc's case got a special counsel. This Doc case got a special counsel. Shame. Shame, Merrick Garland. This is insane. This guy is flying boxes to who God knows where.
He also,
it's God.
Butler also was a witness in the room to several conversations that allegedly capture how Trump was positioning his closest reverse cowgirl was positioning his closest aide Nauta, De Oliveira, and others to thwart federal authorities.
This is nuts.
De Oliveira told Butler, for instance, about Nauta traveling to Palm Beach in late June 2022,
yeah,
at a time when Nauta and De Oliveira were allegedly interested in deleting surveillance tapes,
oh, yes,
of a storage room where the boxes had been kept at the club.
Yes, yes.
Golly gee, why would they do that?
But let's take a moment and say, in the eyes of the government, Biden's Doc case and yes, this Doc case were equally seen. Both sure got special counsel. That is bananas, and that is shameful as shit. Holy shit. I call on Merrick Garland to resign.
Butler recalls that De Oliveira told him Nauta would be visiting. Then a day later, De Oliveira warned Butler that Nauta's visit should be kept secret.
Oh, yes.
De Oliveira told Butler that Nauta was interested in learning about how surveillance footage from the club was saved.
Oh my!
How do they? You know, what do you guys do with that? Those security tapes? You
I'm
guys
telling
got
you,
there?
I definitely want to see this as a movie. I think the running through the hallways of the dollies with the different boxes. Remember how they were changing the labeling on the boxes? Remember that? I mean, it's and now they just here comes the government. We better fly them the fuck out of here. Where did they go? Oh, my God.
The Florida native took a job working for Trump as a seasonal valet 21 years ago at Mar-a-Lago, making a little over 30 grand a year. That's not bad at all for a valet, I would think.
Yeah.
Right? Is that decent?
Well, I mean, what are his hours?
I mean, seasonal.
Oh, okay.
A man bubbling with ideas and energy, Butler pitched Trump personally a few years later about starting a car service for travelers visiting Trump properties in South Florida. It's one of several businesses Butler started to support his family. The Mar-a-Lago car service grew into a major part of his life for a decade, eventually earning him more than three times his initial salary.
Yes.
And empowering him as an entrepreneurial spirit. Okay, blah, 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 blah.
When did they bury Ivana?
After she died?
No, I know. But did it correspond? I mean, is it the next day? Did this plane fly up to Bedminster and toss him in the grave? Some of this shit?
Butler says he believes now that Trump hasn't just divided the country. He's also divided people's communities, including his own two-decade relationship with his former best friend, De Oliveira.
Yeah.
They're not buds anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah, and then Putin has some nuclear secrets or a list of spies, sources, and methods, whatever. Well, this is crazy.
The Butler and De Oliveira live only a few hundred feet apart in Palm Beach Gardens neighborhood. Multiple times a week, they would go on nightly walks, often discussing the buzz around the club. Sad. His walking buddies.
I'm wondering on like what the timeline of this move was. I mean, did it correspond when the FBI or NARA was looking into this documents thing? I mean, was no one watching Mar-a-Lago? You see a suspicious car leave the same, you know that.
It's every car that enters but and you leaves know, Mar-a-Lago.
Excuse me, your intelligence, your intel knows. Oh, they're heating up that plane if you're an FBI agent. Where the fuck is he going? Oh, we have a black car leaving. There's a guy unloading boxes of files into a car. We have eyes on him. I mean, God.
While out walking with Oliveira one evening in early March 2023, months after the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago, Butler got an urgent call from his wife. He needed to come home immediately because the FBI had shown up.
No, wait. When is this in the timeline?
This is a year ago.
Oh, a year ago.
Butler went to meet the agents, he says, while De Oliveira, who had already been approached by authorities separately.
Yes.
And was allegedly withholding information from them.
Right.
While he hung back watching.
Shit.
Despite their close-knit friendship, Butler and De Oliveira took two very different approaches to the FBI.
Right.
De Oliveira has been charged with lying to federal investigators.
Yes.
Who accuse him of repeatedly denying seeing or knowing anything. I know nothing. I see nothing about boxes or documents.
Right.
Despite having personally moved them, he has pleaded not guilty. Meanwhile, he's on security footage moving them. And yes. He's like, I don't know anything about anybody.
I guess you guys didn't figure out how to delete that shit properly.
At one point in their walks during the investigation, Butler says that De Oliveira told him they were all dirty regarding moving boxes.
Of course. They're moving these files around. I mean, that's the thing, Donald. If you're so infirm and Adderall'd up that you can't even pick up a box, then now you're going to have all these extra witnesses. I mean, he should have moved them himself, right? And put them on a dolly. Why didn't Trump just
Eric move them? Butler proved to be a valuable witness for Smith's team.
Yeah.
For Jack Smith's team. Given his long history at Trump's club, Butler shed light on potentially critical instances related to the disclosure of classified information.
Yeah.
At one point in the interviews, Butler told investigators that Australian billionaire Anthony Pratt had repeated classified submarine secrets following a conversation with Trump in spring of 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Pratt met with Trump and heard from the former president about U.S. and Russian submarines at their meeting.
Yes.
Then relayed that information to his chief of staff while in the backseat of Butler's car. Butler later told investigators he was shocked Trump would share such information with a foreign citizen who paid excessive sums for access to Mar-a-Lago.
Right. Why do I feel like the KGB or whatever they're called now, you know, they have people on the ground in Mar-a-Lago as spies, you know, they have eyes in there. Why do we always hear about Mar-a-Lago from the press? Where are our spies? Is there no one in Mar-a-Lago that's undercover on our side following people around?
I would assume, sure.
But then how do we not know about this? How are the undercover people not seeing the boxes moving around? I've seen so many movies about this. It's defying everything I've seen on TV. Where are our guys? There should be our guys following these guys around.
The You know, so now that him and his friend no longer speak.
Jeez. Well, you know what I suggest, Nari, you might want to do from now on? They have these things, these trackers that you can, I guess you could track people, and there's an iPhone app or some shit like that. But these trackers, you know what you could do? You put the trackers in the documents, and then you can track where they're at, you know? Is anybody, I don't know if anybody's thinking
well, they're not supposed to leave. Is the
they're not supposed to leave.
Right.
They're not supposed to leave.
And we watched them. When Trump was saying, have a good life, remember?
His
inspirational speech standing in front of the helicopter as they were getting ready to chuck his ass out of the White House and fumigate and scrape all the Cheeto dust off of the walls.
How is a guy, Adderall up in a diaper, we saw the list of drugs everybody was on, all these fucking guys on so much Xanax snuck all these documents out of the White House and then got him out of the country on that plane somehow. And we got outsmarted by Donald Trump. How did that happen? No, I mean, really, they're all on Ambien. I wouldn't
say outsmarted, but...
Well, no, I mean, where are the documents? They don't know. That is outsmarting them. Well, I just don't get it. Oh, we should follow this guy with all these... What could be in those boxes, somebody says, as he's leaving the White House? Shit. That's that is my theory. When Joe Biden starts a different term, you take everything out of that White House that's his. He shows up in the airlock naked as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They scan him, goes in, you put his clothes on, and he stays in that White House. And then when he leaves, he takes his clothes off and leaves naked. There's no way he's sneaking shit out of there.
CNN senior legal analyst Ellie Honig.
Yes.
Said that the prosecutors in this case now have some gold in the form of Trump employee number 5.
Well, we'll see. Yes. He says,
so this type of witness is gold for prosecutors, and there's a few reasons for that. First of all, this person has insider access. He's literally inside the room.
Yeah.
He's there when boxes are being loaded on the plane. And one of the challenges for prosecutors here is explaining exactly where these documents were moved and when and by whom. This person can give us exactly why. Second of all, he's a person who appears to be unbiased. He doesn't seem to have any reason to have an axe to grind with Trump. He's a longtime, two decades long employee of Trump and the Trump org. Just based on that snippet that we just saw, he does not appear to be angry or resentful toward Trump. They were playing a part of the interview with this
right.
guy. And he says, and finally, if you look at his testimony, you look at the indictment, he appears to be well supported, corroborated by documents, by certain text chains that are referenced in the indictment, and by testimony of some of the defendants themselves, Walt and Carlos both.
Right.
So this is really the kind of witness you want to build around as a prosecutor.
That's great. Well, good.
If we can get to it.
Yeah, and again.
Remember, that's Eileen Cannon's.
But it doesn't matter. Again, it's absolute bullshit because you have to vote. Because the Justice Department can't do shit for us if he's president. Sorry. I mean, you know what I mean? He ain't pay, and he won't pay E. Jean Carroll. Why would he? And he'll keep his fucking buildings. Shit, man. If anybody, who is Christopher Wray still running the FBI?
Yes.
I got one word for you, and it could be hyphenated. Honeypot. Where are the honeypots at Mar-a-Lago? What? It's Donald Trump, man.
Where aren't the honeypots?
For us. They're all for Russia. We only hear about the Russian honeypots. What about our honeypots? What the fuck?
China, remember?
Everybody's got honey.
One from China in Mar-a-Lago.
That, you know, everybody has honeypots in Mar-a-Lago, but us. I mean, what the fuck? A tennis instructor. It's Trump, for Christ's sake. I mean, jeez. Come on. Where's our spies in Mar-a-Lago?
Time's flying, everybody.
Yes.
We do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's right.
This story is... is this Florida?
Boo.
No, it's not, shockingly.
Yes.
But it actually apparently happened.
Okay.
Two Ohio women... have been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Lorene Ferrallo, 55, and Karen Casebohm.
Mm-hmm.
Casebohm.
Casebohm.
Casebohm. Casebohm. 63 have been arrested for theft and gross abuse of a corpse.
Uh-oh.
In connection with propping up a man's corpse in their vehicle to drive to the bank and withdraw money from his account before they dropped the body off at an emergency room.
Shit.
And bailed. So it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Right. Oh, that is. That's Weekend at Bernie's, kind of.
According to police, the two women were not related to, who is the deceased? Douglas Lehman.
Douglas.
80. But lived with him at his home in Ashtabula, Ohio, 50 miles from Cleveland.
That sounds exotic.
Cass Bohm was reportedly Lehman's girlfriend for the past several years. Cops say that Ferrallo and Cass Bohm, with the help of a third individual, removed Lehman's corpse from the residence, dressed, and placed the body in the front passenger seat of the car.
Oh, okay.
And headed to the nearby U.S. Bank drive-thru.
Oh, my fucking God.
Because on previous occasions, the bank had allowed them to withdraw money from the account with him with them.
Oh, okay.
So they would, you know, they weren't driving. She was driving, so she was at the window. So yes. She would be at the window and doing all the transaction.
I wonder if you look in their web history, it's like YouTube videos on how to do effective ventriloquism with a dead body.
On March 4th, the teller was completely unaware that he was dead when the women pulled up and successfully removed $900.
Listen, hey, bank teller, I'm so sorry for you, but on your yearly review of your job, you might have to discuss this. Someone might ask, what are you going to do in the future to not give money to corpses when they come through the window?
According to the police statement, investigators say the women placed Lehman in the vehicle in such a manner that he would be visible to bank staff.
Yes! Shit, I mean, you know, you just don't see that shit coming.
Then they drove to Ashtabula County Medical Center, where they dropped off the body and departed without providing any information about the man or themselves.
Right, right. That must have been an interesting day there. He's like, what the fuck?
Police subsequently identified them and questioned them about the bizarre incident. The women said he died inside the home. His cause of death is under investigation.
Yes.
But the two women, neither of them angels. According to court records, Ferrallo's rap sheet includes convictions for reckless assault, possession of drug paraphernalia, who cares, criminal trespass, driving under the influence, theft, and get this, attempted possession of drugs?
Yeah. Maybe they were busted in some undercover thing or something.
What a silly law.
Any other corpse crimes or
she
anything
was addressed, like? She was arrested in 2022 for possession of fentanyl.
Woo!
That case has not been disposed yet.
Oh, okay. Well, this
Cass Bohm, meanwhile, has previously been convicted of theft, solicitation.
Yes.
Criminal trespass.
Yes.
Receiving stolen property.
Okay.
Possession of drug paraphernalia and attempted drug abuse.
Right. Okay. I don't know what that means. I'm attempting to be a drug abuser.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think we can, Ronald Reagan may be to thank for that weird shit.
It doesn't make any sense. Corpse and sat him in the car.
Yeah, well, hey.
Take money out of his account.
Can I just say that this, above all those other charges that you read for, this is the most creative one, the most interesting.
This is very creative, yeah.
They got him dressed in everything.
You know, he died, and they were like, what the fuck are we going to do?
Right. Oh, let's go. Let's take him to the bank and have him withdraw a fuck ton of money.
Put some sunglasses on him. And
they probably actually said, well, they did it.
Head,
they didn't. We saw it. He's like, you saw Weekend at Bernie's, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, we can't do that. No, sure we can.
Oh, of course we
Look,
can.
Look, here's his, put his pants on. Oh, my God.
Say he's taking a nap.
Right. His sunglasses won't stay on. Give me the staple gun. Give me the glue gun. It's an arts and crafts project. Shit.
Then we have...
They should get a book deal. There's all kinds of boring people that get book deals that nobody gives a fuck about. But these people, I might read this book. I might read it.
We've also got...
Yay!
What is this? A man wearing a crown of thorns and carrying a piñata menaced an elderly woman as she walked to work, according to Florida cops.
God damn. Don't menace people in a crown of thorns. And what was a piñata?
Yeah, he claimed he was only singing and dancing to his leprechaun song.
Can you do that in your living room? You fuck. Please. Do this shit at home, man.
Ruth Ballard, 74-year-old realtor, called 911 to report a man approached her and began screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
A series of, quote, horrible profanities.
Yes.
She said he appeared to be emotionally distraught and began... Or no, she was emotionally distraught and was crying.
Right. I mean, it's... I don't know. You don't expect... I don't know what it's like to be a realtor, but...
Cops identified the suspect as Gregory Zopf.
Z-O-P-F-F.
Zopf.
Yeah.
37. A notorious Hobe Sound nuisance.
No. Oh.
Who's... I don't know where that is. Do you know where Hobe Sound
is? Absolutely not. I've never heard of that.
Who has an extensive criminal history, including battery, trespassing, harassment.
Harassment!
Disorderly conduct and drug charges. Woo. After being read his rights, he told deputies he had been singing and dancing to his leprechaun song.
Right. And then the deputies were like, hey, you should go to this one CrossFit. You might be perfect for it.
Well, it's probably from
it. Oh, wait, hey, I saw you on the elliptical.
I just got
the
done
other
working
day.
Out and was doing my leprechaun dance.
Want to spot me?
That was just one of the other headlines over there.
Just one of the other headlines.
Caught my eye for a moment.
Shit, man.
I saw Florida Man, and I was like, God. Oh, okay, we got to check that out.
Where do you get a crown of thorns anyway? You go to Michael's?
Where
or
does one purchase a crown?
Probably Hobby Lobby. They have them. I bet they do. They're sitting on like styrofoam heads, different crowns of thorns. Oh, yeah. You can
cockling of thorns.
Too, oh, yes.
For the particularly self-flagellating.
That's right.
This is kind of funny and,
okay,
and scary,
right?
And unsurprising all at once.
This is about the guy that taped the snakes to his inner thighs.
This is in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, sure.
At some dealio, some conference. Saudi AI and robotics firm QSS,
yes,
revealed Mohammed, the latest marvel in robotics.
Oh, okay.
It was a robot
named Mohammed.
That looks very human, dressed in a traditional outfit.
Okay,
including a red keffiyeh. Mohammed introduced himself to the crowd in Arabic.
Okay.
However, during the showcase,
yes,
reporter Rauya Qasem,
yes,
female, was speaking in front of the robot.
Oh, fuck.
When the robot reached out and grabbed her in the ass.
Shit, man. I'm telling you. These robots. See, these
she immediately flinched, turned around with her hand raised, appearing to admonish the robot.
Dang. Is this? Do you think the biggest conspiracy theory out there is this exactly? The robot apocalypse? Isn't that a big one? Like they think?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's kind of a big one. So the headline was AI robot sparks outrage after groping reporter during live interview.
Why did the robot grope her? I mean, what?
She was standing next to it, you know, kind of in front of it talking, and one of the developers was standing there, and she was talking, and all of a sudden the thing just moves its hand.
Oh, you know what?
And grabs her ass.
I'll tell you why, because, listen, it was using Grok. It was using the Grok technology for AI. The anti-woke AI the little weird little fucking turd.
This just says, I am Mohammed, the first Saudi robot in the form of a man. I was manufactured and developed here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia as a national project to demonstrate our achievements in the fields of artificial intelligence.
Is there someone operating the robot, like in BattleBots?
I know, or it's an AI. I think it's, that's the whole thing point, isn't it? That it's like moving on its own.
And it decided to grab that lady's ass. You got to fix that, man. This AI reminds me of Matt Schlapp.
And then she had to turn around and admonish and keep your hand off of me. So there's it's from Metro UK. I've got right. But there's, you can see the video of the thing.
Listen, everybody needs slap HR training. That robot needs sexual harassment prevention.
Oh God, this Kate Middleton bullshit. I can't believe this is such a big scandal.
Yeah.
Did you see this picture?
Oh, she had surgery and she looks different after surgery.
No, well, she had the surgery and then she's like vanished. So people, of course, are thinking, speaking of conspiracy theories, you know, that
right, the Illuminati took her,
gone or whatever. But they like a couple days ago, I guess it was a big thing.
Yes.
That they released the first picture of her sitting there with her three children.
Yes.
But now the media sites and all the media have yanked the picture.
Yeah.
Because it was really badly photoshopped in areas. There's sections that are just so bad and so obvious.
Kate Middleton is
the Princess of Wales.
Oh my God. I'm getting her
married
mixed up
to
Melinda Merkel or some shit like that, right? Isn't
Markle?
These are all royal family people, right?
Meghan Markle is,
but,
yes.
But who? Kate Middleton is a royal, right?
She's going to be queen. Yeah, she's William's wife.
Yay. When is she queen? When does that happen? Soon?
Well, Charles got the cancer.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, hopefully he's doing well, but
right. Shit.
You know, he's in his 70s. I mean, he's...
I didn't know Kate Middleton was about to be queen. That's huge news.
Because his mom, you know, was queen until she was 90 something.
Right.
So
right.
He didn't get to be king when he was young. But conspiracy theorists were already giddy with the possibility of Princess of Wales being killed and replaced with a body double.
With a clone.
That Kate was recovering from practice. Plastic surgery in preparation for becoming queen, or she was unmasked as the unknown at the Willy Wonka experience. That's another event.
She's an Oompa Loompa.
In one sentence, there was some event in the UK called the Willy Wonka experience. It was some live event.
Yes.
And it's like the fire festival, it turned out.
Oh, really? It was fucked up?
It was a disaster.
Oh, I can't wait to learn
it
about
was
that.
Boring. There were
it was boring?
I saw interviews with the actor. Yeah, it was like really pathetic. And there were like actors who got the job and were handed like 20 pages of dialogue to memorize. And it was all bizarre. And some of the stuff, like the guy playing Willy Wonka had to say all this really creepy, scary shit to scare the kids. And it's horrible. It's just it's now a meme in Britain as an example of obviously one of the worst events ever put on.
Jeez.
So that's the joke here. Yeah. But anyway, the doctored photo now is playing into all the conspiracy theorists.
Meaning what? Kate Middleton had plastic surgery.
Or anything that this, because this, they're saying she wasn't obviously even in this picture.
That's
She wasn't obviously in this picture.
And if anybody speaks out, they're going to send the Oompa Loompas.
And there are like seven, like there's the picture I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 parts circled where it's obvious.
Photoshop
fuck ups.
Well, they use Canva. They Canva'd that shit.
Really bad.
I guarantee you these people use Canva for
like
this.
Not even a little. Like, I mean, God, zoom in and you can see that this is just, it's cropped badly. It's all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And I think the consensus is that it doesn't seem to be nefarious. But what they probably did was there's three kids surrounding her. They probably weren't all smiling.
Yes.
As happily as they were. So they probably pasted, you know, the Charlotte's left eye was closed or something, and they took her out, put her in from another picture.
They did the role. They did the same thing that Trump did with his hands when he got elected, right? They made his hands bigger, they made her eyes smaller,
but
whatever.
They just keep, well, they used a different picture of her from the same set.
Okay.
And just pasted it over.
They made her happy.
Which might have been, you know, and maybe in one of the kid's hands was doing something weird. Maybe it looks like he's giving the finger or something.
But you know what, though? What I don't understand is you can go on AI and just circle that part and say, make this part a smile, rather than Photoshop.
They didn't do a lot of other things. So.
Right. This should have got that robot to
so
do
it. So it's all very fucked up. And no, who gives a fuck? But so yeah. The princess has issued an apology.
Kate Middleton has?
And yeah. And
she didn't do the Photoshop. What?
And then they're also speculating because like her hand's around the kids and her hand doesn't have a wedding ring on.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Listen, the other story... We got a robot on the loose who's grabbing ass. I mean, I think that's more of a headline than Kate Middleton at a Photoshop. I mean, that what is the next step? Why didn't that robot, what if that robot would have grabbed that person's throat or something or ripped off a finger?
Well, right. Killed somebody.
Yeah, man. Does the robot walk or is it on like rollers or some shit?
I think it's got legs, but I don't know.
It runs?
I don't know if it's that sophisticated.
Is there anybody? I don't know. Keep an eye on the robots, I guess, and the Nazis.
See, yeah, this is like headlines. This the Photoshop thing. It's like, good fucking God! Don't
That's
we have
right.
other shit that
no.
we can talk about?
No, we're stupid.
Isn't there
no, we're dumb.
Stuff going on.
No. You can go down to the CrossFit, do some sit-ups, and meet like the Grand Kegel, Grandmaster Kegel.
Here, what's going on with Kate Middleton? Photo controversy explained. Altered photo of Kate Middleton sparks uproar. Why Kate Middleton conspiracy theorists think doctored photo was really taken last fall. So they're looking at like the trees in the background.
Oh, yeah.
And they already know where it's at. They're like, oh, we've already determined exactly where it is. This is their one of their fucking houses.
Right. My God. And again, these people need hobbies. It's not going to the Nazi CrossFit gym. You know what I mean? Find something to do to occupy your time that's not burning crosses or diddling people.
And oh, gee, a celebrity had some touch-ups done on
yes!
a Photoshop.
Of course.
We are all gobsmacked.
You know, and yeah, and right. In society, so nice to women when pictures show up and right. everything. I mean, come on. This is a fucking story. This same fucking rag probably said, oh, Biden's old. God.
We'll be back on Wednesday, y'all. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X.
Yay.
RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
That's for
you? No. I just wasn't, I just fucked up.
and we'll hit you all up on Wednesday. Watch your ass around those robots.
Whee!
And Republicans.
Oh, that's right.
Senators will have.
That's the wrong.
Thank you. Crab. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.